From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. 1,038 people have died from COVID-19 in Georgia. Health officials have confirmed more than 24,000 cases across the state. Governor Brian Kemp's shelter-in-place order will expire on Thursday, while the state's public health emergency declaration remains in effect until May 13th. As many Georgians have struggled to get a coronavirus test, Governor Kemp is urging residents who may have symptoms to get tested. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports.
After weeks of being woefully behind on testing for the coronavirus, Governor Brian Kemp says there's just one thing missing: people getting tested.
We have the test, we have the physicians, we have the sites, and we have the bandwidth. What we need now is more Georgians to participate.
At a Monday briefing, officials said sites all around the state only saw small handfuls of people and reminded Georgians that anyone who is symptomatic can get referred for a test. Kemp is encouraging people to download a free app from Augusta University Health that can connect you with a doctor to see if you need testing and refer you to a site. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler.
Today, state health officials and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say they'll start a survey of Georgians to better understand how many residents may have already been infected with COVID-19. Between today and May 4th, public health teams will be visiting homes in Fulton and DeKalb counties. Members of the household will be asked to volunteer to answer a few questions and provide a blood sample that'll be used to test for antibodies, which would show whether a person has been previously infected with COVID-19. Officials say that the two counties were chosen because transmission of confirmed cases of coronavirus are still occurring in those counties. For more news, you can visit us at gpbnews.org, where we are live streaming right now. This is Georgia Public Broadcasting.